The world seems harsh for an entrepreneur just starting out, with many difficult tasks like finding investors, gathering funds, nurturing a team, and building a product. Founders often are found overwhelmed and directionless. To relieve this tension, we at Good Firms conducted interviews with successful IT companies and discussed trending topics as well as their impact on the IT industry. So without any further ado, let's dive into the conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Good Firms Leaders Roundtable podcast, wherein we talk anything and everything related to business, technology, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Suhana Bhattacharya, and today we have on this podcast the CEO of ProtonSub Technologies, Rakshit Khandelwal. Rakshit has been leading ProtonSub Technologies since 2018 and has helped it achieve incredible heights quite swiftly. ProtonSub has built custom software solutions for giants like EduPark, Instago, Henkel, and more. ProtonSub aims to create compelling softwares that makes brands more relatable, relevant, and revolutionary. So thank you, Rakshit, for joining us today on this podcast episode. Anything you'd like to add to the introduction that I might...
Thank you so much for that introduction. I think you have covered it beautifully. I'd just like to add one thing to it, that we have been able to achieve these heights just because of one factor, I believe. I think we thrive on trust from our clients, and I think we have been able to do that till now, and hopefully in future also we'll be able to do that. I think that is what our motto is.
Oh, that's great. And today we are discussing about a topic about Progressive Web App, which is also abbreviated as PWA. Now, we believe that there is still a bit of confusion on what are PWA or how it differs from the traditional web application that is present as of now. So could you please explain to our audience what is PWA and the characteristics that distinguish Progressive Web App from a regular website or a traditional web app?
Sure. I mean, yeah, there is some misconceptions regarding PWA. So I'll give you a brief about what it is, right? So PWA, as we all know, stands for Progressive Web App. Okay. So basically, it is nothing but a web application that is built and lives on the web, but has some native apps functionalities into it, right? Like the feel and comfort is similar to a native application, but then it is a website at the end. Okay. Now, to better understand what exactly is the concept of a PWA, let's try to understand the differences between three things: web application and a native mobile application, and then a progressive web application. Now, as we all know, there are certain advantages to using a web application, mainly that the sharing of URL is easy, right? You can share it on the go. It is platform independent. So on whichever platform you are, be it Android, iOS, Microsoft, Windows, etc., I think if you have a mobile phone which has a browser into it, you will be able to open it up quite easily, right? Third important thing is that it can be deployed easily. I mean, what does that mean? That you can do the changes on the go. Like, for example, if you want to do some changes in the fonts, want to change the content, etc., you'll be able to do that then and there. Unlike a traditional native mobile application wherein you need to put in a request, right? You need to upload the application again to the respective Play Store or your App Store, and then it will be reviewed and then it will be published, right? Which is a time-taking process. So these are the major benefits, right? And now when coming to a native mobile application, there are certain advantages to that too, right? For example, one of the major advantages is push notifications, which you doesn't get in a web application, right? Or say background synchronization on offline usage of an application, right? That is important. And then the UI UX. Definitely, when you compare the UI UX of a web application and a native mobile application, there is a huge difference, right? The native mobile applications are very seamless, UI friendly, right? So that is one of the major advantages. Now, coming to the PWA, right? If you want to get the best of these worlds, both these worlds, like your web app and your mobile app, I think PWA is the answer for you. So PWA has all these advantages. Whatever you get in the web, you have that in PWA. And whatever you get in your native mobile application, you have that in PWA.
I think the differentiation that you have created between a PWA and a native app is very much on point. And while we were researching and knowing more about this topic, we also came to know that big brands like Twitter, Washington Post, Pinterest, they have heavily invested in PWA. They have successful running progressive web apps, which are being used by many people worldwide. So what are the driving factors behind the shift from the traditional web app and native app to progressive web apps?
True that. See, I always believe the trend is the proof of concept, right? And as these big companies like Twitter and like AliExpress or let's say Tinder or the Washington Post, these are moving towards PWA, it in itself is an advocate that PWA is a good concept, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the primary reason for this shift is that there can be multiple reasons to it. See, first is that as we know, according to statistics, there are more than 3.5 million applications on Play Store right now. Okay. And then more than 2.2 million applications on your iOS store. Okay. So now the discoverability is a big issue, right? If you want to find something, definitely it is more comprehensive to search it on a search engine like Google, right? That is a common fact. That is first. So the searchability becomes easy. Second important thing is that application, let's say Twitter we are talking about, takes around 210 MB of memory in your mobile if you are an iOS user, 24 MB of memory if you are an Android user, and just 0.6 MB of memory when you are a PWA user. So I think that is what is the thriving part here, right? Because the thing is that not everybody has that much space. Now there are ample of applications to be used, like you have entertainment applications, finance applications, etc., etc. How to add one more application is a challenge, right? So if you use a PWA, then it takes significantly less memory, right? So, and the UI UX is also very good. Now you can add that application on the home screen, and then it will give the same look and feel as a native Android mobile application. So I think that is one of the primary reasons I think the bigger companies are shifting towards PWA.
And the thing that you mentioned regarding the file size or the app size the people are using on their mobile phones is a amazing point to be highlighted, that PWA actually occupies so much lesser space but does the same amount of things, right?
True that. See, in addition to that, I'll tell you what happens. The page load time also is very less in PWA. Right. So in terms of Twitter, if I speak in terms of statistics, when they launched their PWA, there was a 20% decline in bounce rate. Now, what is bounce rate? Bounce rate is basically when a user comes to the application and goes off the application without doing a task like scrolling or clicking. Right. Because user wants a good experience at the end. Right. And that is what PWA is providing. So the bounce rate decreased by 20%, 65% increase in page per session for Twitter. Similarly, there are other companies, I mean, like Forbes, Flipkart, Make My Trip, Ali Group, Alibaba Group, Trivago, each of these companies are moving towards PWA for the same reason.
Yeah, that's right. And also, we do have a lot of entrepreneurs maybe listening to us right now, and they might be thinking, what factors should we consider before deciding to create a PWA? Like, when should a progressive web application be actually required for business?
Right. I mean, see, there are several factors to be taken care of when you're deciding to build a progressive web app. Okay. Now, it is not that it is providing all the native applications functionality, so you should just go forward with the PWA. Obviously, there are some disadvantages also. Now, to consider creating a PWA, first of all, you need to decide what kind of an application are you building. If that application really suits a PWA, as an example, if there is an application like Twitter, let's say, or let's say we are talking about Forbes, these are all data-centric applications, right? So these are very good to be built on PWA. But then if you're building an application like YouTube, or you're building an application which is processor-dependent, right, like a game, right, then PWA is not the solution for you. So I think the primary thing is to decide on if your application or if your requirements will fit into a PWA first, right? Second thing, what are your hardware dependencies? Now, we talked about the pros of a PWA, but then again, there comes disadvantages also along with it. Now, what are the disadvantages? First disadvantage is that now operating systems are starting to engage with a PWA. Earlier, that was not the case. till 2017-18, iOS was not supporting PWA at all. Now they have started to, right? But then again, there are a lot of restrictions when we talk about hardware capabilities in a PWA, right? Mm-hmm. Like say, I give you a couple of examples. In native iOS application, the offline data store, which is very critical for a PWA, is restricted to 50 MBs only. So it cannot go beyond 50 MBs, right? Mm-hmm. Or let's say if you want to use features like Bluetooth, Touch ID, Face ID, battery information, etc., then you will not be able to do that in an iOS, right? See, it was built by Google in 2015-16. This terminology was coined by Google, okay? Mm-hmm. So now whatever support you see, you will see a better support in an Android environment because Google supports it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that is not the case with iOS. So another problem is for a small business vendor is the reachability and for people to understand what a PWA is, right? Now, what if I don't know what a PWA is? Then there is no point in making a PWA because the awareness is less. Now, business thrives on that only, right? So in iOS, there is no notification that this is a PWA, you can add it to home, like which happens in an Android device. So you need to go in the sharing bar and then you need to add to home screen, and then too you don't know if it is a PWA or not. So that is also one of the things which should be considered when you're creating a PWA as in a small organization. But these are the cons. I mean, the pro is why you should go forward with it is that it is easier to build, because let's say that if you're building a native Android, iOS or other platform application, then you will require developers, right? Not one, but many. Now, when you're developing a PWA, then you don't need multiple developers. I think one developer would do, right? A web developer using some basic technologies like HTML, CSS, JavaScript in the front end and a back end technology will be able to build a PWA with the help of a couple of external programs. So I think that it is cost effective. So small companies, definitely when they're building their MVP, they should consider this. Like, it will give them a proof if the application is working or not. They can try to engage some users. If it works, and if they really feel like they should go for native application, then they can decide to do that at a later stage, I believe.
Right. And the stats that you're using and the various names, like Google is obviously backing PWA, and the examples that you're taking is actually giving so much insights to our audience. I truly believe that. While you were talking about from the developer's perspective, I'm sure you just mentioned that, you know, developing a PWA requires minimum overhead, right? As you mentioned, and small businesses can definitely build a PWA for their MVP. So what is, in your opinion, are the best practices to follow while developing a PWA?
See, I'll tell you, there is a saying in PWA community, or say one who is developing a PWA, that your PWA should have fire. Now, not literal fire. Fire means it should be fast, it should be integrated, it should be reliable, and it should be engaging.
Okay. Can you repeat that? I didn't get that.
So in the PWA, whosoever is developing it, there is a saying that your PWA should have fire, right? Fire as in fast, integrated, reliable, and engaging, right? So now what is it? Fast, basically, see, I'll tell you, there is a statistic again, that whenever you are using a web application, if it is taking 3 seconds to load, then 20% of the people drop off. And if it is taking between 3 to 5 seconds, 53% people drop off. That may be because of people's patience, but again, that is what the truth is, right? So the speed is very, very much important when you're creating any application. Same is the case with the PWA. It should be very fast, that the front page should load as soon as possible for people to, say, engage in it. Okay. Now, second is integrated. Now, the good thing about any application is that you see its icon on the home page, right? And then the icon is a good looking icon. Like for every, say, mobile device, it has some standard size and then it has a good app title. Now, all these things are important for a PWA too. I mean, these things should be properly devised in your code, integrated, and then is reliable, right? Now, one more thing which PWA has an advantage over a web application is that it works offline, right? So you will be able to scroll the data. So now in the earlier old web versions, you must be seeing that whenever the internet connection is unstable, you see a dinosaur, right? So that old dinosaur is very famous, but then again, that is not allowed in a PWA or in a native application even. So, I mean, if there is a dinosaur, I think it's a complete disaster. So that is also something we should not be there. Right? It should be reliable. And then the last thing is it should be engaging, right? Mm. As in the UI UX. Now, whenever people are using a PWA, they forget that it is a PWA and it is not a native application. So they want the look and feel to be the same. Now, as said, native applications are very comprehensive when it comes to UI UX. It is devised for your own, like the resolutions and other things. Then the touch gestures are very nice. Like for an Instagram, if you see, if you left slide, it takes you back in an iOS. Similarly, there are not many touch factors. But then again, those should be incorporated in your PWA too. So I think this is also something which is very critical, the UI UX part. Right? If the UI UX is not engaging, then definitely people will not opt for your PWA. I think these are the four factors which are very important when you are developing a progressive web app.
I think these are very great insights that we are getting from a company that has scaled so fast. So can you please tell our audience how much time, money and effort actually goes into creating a PWA from the ground up? Because you have worked on a multiple range of projects. So I'm sure this is the right question to ask to the right person.
Sure, yeah. I mean, see, in terms of developing a PWA, there are several factors, right? First factor is what kind of an application is it? If it is a static application, then the development time typically goes around 1 month to 2 months, even sometimes less than that. If it is an application which is interactive, it may take around 2 to 4 months. And then if it is a very complex application like a Facebook or Instagram, then it takes more than 6 months. But then again, one thing which should be clear in people's head is that it does not take a lot of extra efforts to create a PWA in comparison to a web application, right? So if you're building a web application, if it is typically taking you a month, then it will hardly take you 5 to 10 days more to create a PWA. So as we discussed previously, there is a single developer required to create a PWA. So there are multiple developers. Now, when you're creating a native application, definitely there is a lot of overheads, right? There are multiple developers, multiple codes, right? And multiple deployments. So that is again an overhead for a company. So if they are developing a PWA, it's just a single developer kind of a thing, right? So the cost does not increase drastically. It will increase like a little bit, but then again, that is always a better thing to do. So whichever application you are creating, if you can create a PWA, that is ideal because it is not costing you much, right? And as in a small organization, definitely you can use this to your advantage, right?
Right. And like you mentioned that PWA's main goal is to be responsive and user-centric. So what unexpected design challenges have Protons encountered during PWA implementation in the projects? And how did you successfully overcome them? Because like you mentioned, even if there is a small delay in loading time, the drop rate increases by 50%, right?
Right. I mean, there are, obviously, as far as our experience is concerned, there are 5-6 major challenges we have faced, right? And then we have overcome them. See, first is the strategy. Okay. Now, the strategy is, I'll give you an example. Now, do you know that Facebook PWA has 16 PWA designs for multiple users? I think many of the people don't know about this. They have 16 PWAs. Now, when you're creating an application for different user groups, right, if you go to an Access application, you know just that there is a primary application, but then there are 16 more applications which are launched in the App Store. Right, so you will have to think about each and everything when you're creating a PWA. That what kind of user experience are you building for different users? Do you need different PWAs, right? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, n number of PWAs? That is first thing to consider. So I think for that, what we do is we do thorough research, right, on what exactly the application is, which audience it is targeting, right? And this is one of the things. Now, again, as we discussed, that PWA is kind of a replacement for native applications. So the benchmarking is very high, right? Because users are expecting a great UI, right? And see, PWA, the components are anyways web-based, right? So web-based UI is definitely not as far, I mean, in comparison to a native application. So I mean, there comes a lot of challenges. Like the web-based components should be as comprehensive as your native application, right? The UI UX is something which is always a challenge because creating responsive websites for, I mean, every device is a challenge. Even if you miss a single device and person is using that, then I think you have lost the game there, mm-hmm. right? And then browser safety. I mean, PWA runs on HTTPS, right? Mm-hmm. So there is a security layer added to it. But see, mm-hmm. the problem is, now you are using a PWA, which is working like an application. Okay. Now, when you deploy your application to the App Store, it has been verified by Google or app or say Android, right? But then the PWA is not verified. But when you're using a PWA, you don't see a navigation bar, right? You don't see address bar, right? Mm. So you don't know where exactly are you traveling in the application, if it is a secure one or not, right? Mm. What if it redirects you to a page which is not inside this web application, like the payment page, right? So I think these all things should be very clear, and there should be some level of security which should be embedded in a PWA, which sometimes is a challenge. But then again, we can definitely overcome this by using some protocols. Okay, so that is one thing. And then the touch features. As we discussed, the touch features are very important, because typically, as we discussed, that people's expectations are very high when it comes to touch gestures, because in a native application, the touch gestures are very nice, right? So if the same you can replicate in a PWA, that is ideal. But then again, it is a very difficult job to do that. See, PWA is a recent thing. Google is continuously working on it, but that doesn't mean that it is full-fledged. So it will take some time for PWA to be as good as a native application. But then again, it is somewhat there right now. Okay, so it is reaching the epitome, but then again, it is not there right now. And these are some of the challenges which we face, but then again, there is an over. So we have overcome these challenges by deeply analyzing the things.
Right. And like you mentioned, progressive web app is a newer concept. And with progressive web app, there are multiple new technologies coming in, like AR, VR, all of these things, like getting together into various other sectors like shopping. So what does the future hold for progressive web app with such new dynamic technologies like AR, VR? Do you see them working together? Do you see the future technology like that?
Definitely. Definitely AR, VR and PWA will go hand in hand for sure, but in future. Why do I say so? Because the thing is that PWA is primarily working on web, and for web, AR and VR is continuously updating itself. But again, the capabilities are limited right now. Okay. So PWA, let's say in the latest segment of AR, VR, we have web VR and web XR, right? Which is the next big thing. So see, now what I'll say is, see, right now you are using applications for everything. It is tracking your activities. Like if you exercise, it will give you basic things like maybe your heart rate, maybe number of steps. But see, at a later stage, maybe after 5-10 years, you would want the things to be like seen on a transparent device, maybe a goggle which you're wearing, right? And then you may want to see the things on the go, that if you're running or if you're doing something, that should be able to tell you then and there, right? That is what augmented reality and virtual reality is, right? For that, you need information on the go. And I think for that, PWA is the option. You cannot go on installing each and everything. Right, like say I'll give you an example. Let's say if you go to a big mall, right, if you want to do navigation, and if you can do that through the application can guide you, but then again, if you go to every other mall, you cannot go on to install applications, right? So you can open the website on the go. So I think PWA has obviously a very greater impact of these kind of things, right, wherein you want to consume information on the go. But again, as said, the AR VR is not very comprehensive right now in terms of web. It doesn't work that well right now, but then they are also continuously improving, and then we see continuous improvements in PWA too. So I think after a point in time, definitely these two will come together, and I think they can create something magical.
Right. And as you mentioned that progressive web app is fairly new in the industry. But as bigger brands like Twitter, like we mentioned, we talked about it, like Pinterest, they all are heavily investing in PWA. So will smaller businesses will do in their organizations as well. So ProtonSub being a fairly new company, you have scaled immensely. So can you please let our audience know how has good firms helped you in your journey, increase your brand visibility in this highly competitive IT industry market?
So, all kudos to Good Firms. I mean, Good Firms has been into a lot of things like this podcast itself, which is again a very helpful thing. First, Second is the comprehensive listing, right? We got the privilege to be in the top 10 software development companies and good firms. Mm-hmm. And it brought us so much credibility and so much traction as a company that it is unmatchable, right? And similarly, if you want to find some company, right, some database or something like that, then we go to the good firms. And one thing we like is we get every information from the portfolio to all the say, testimonials from the clients, which are all reviewed by good firms. I mean, it brings in a lot of credibility to us as a company, right? And I think that way we have been able to, I mean, get so much help through good firms. And yeah, we are really lucky to have that.
Okay, yeah, we add good firms heavily. We heavily talk about uploading portfolios and reviews because, like you mentioned, it brings immense credibility to the companies that are listed on our website. Yeah,
definitely, definitely. And we have been able to use that, I mean, and we are looking forward to again getting listed in the top 10. Hopefully we do some good work, and yeah, we'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And I guess this was a very insightful conversation even for me as a non-technical person. I realized that I didn't learn so much about PWA, but listening to our conversation, I learned a lot about it, and the examples that you mentioned, amazing, seriously.
Thank you so much for that. Hopefully that this will be an insightful podcast for everyone, especially the non-technical people, because they are the ones who are using this PWA. And I think if they know the concept of it, I think there will be a greater future for the PWAs. Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me your time. Thank you for sharing your knowledge on this topic.
Thank you so much for your time and allowing me to speak this much. I think looking forward to more conversations like this in future.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Akshat. Thank you
so much for your time.